Beautiful, beautiful day. Bill Milberg, our friend, UVI alum from Chicago. Bill, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And hello, ESPN radio listeners.
Hey, it's been quite a week, Bill. We're seeing some changes in President Obama's cabinet as he prepares to start his second term. We're seeing the flu bug spread across the state and around the country. We saw Alabama's Crimson Tide crush the Notre Dame Fighting Irish for the BCS National Championship Monday. We've seen the Oscar nominations this week. And we've seen a heat wave in Australia and a snowstorm in Jerusalem.
Yes, and don't forget Al Gore's sale of his current TV cable network to Al Jazeera and the Emir of Qatar, which, by the way, is spelled Q-A-T-A-R, but it's pronounced as Qatar or gutter, not Qatar.
That's actually the main story we wanted to talk about this morning, Bill, since the mainstream media has largely ignored it. Joining us now is the founder and CEO of the Little Watch Cable Television Network, the former Vice President of the United States, Al Gore. Good morning, Mr. Vice President.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Good morning, ESPN radio listeners and current TV viewers.
Mr. Vice President, we have several questions for you about the sale of current TV to Al Jazeera. Let's start out with a question from Diane Ducey.
Mr. Gore.
Yes, Diane.
You're supposed to be dedicated to a green agenda.
Yet I am.
You sold current TV to an oil-rich dictatorship. Moreover, Al Jazeera is said by many commentators to be, quote, anti-American. So, don't you think your sale is a little hypocritical?
No, I don't, Diane. First of all, I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Al Jazeera, because after all, the first name in Al Jazeera is Al. Moreover, this sale is green. I'm making a cool $100 million on it, and that's a lot of green in my bank account.
All right, sir, you've said that Al Jazeera, quote, gives voice to those who are not typically heard, end quote. How can you say that? After all, Al Jazeera is owned by a dictator. Isn't that true?
Yes, but that's what I call an inconvenient truth.
Mr. Vice President, I've never seen current TV. What is this network all about? What kind of programming do you have?
Well, Diane, we have news, we have commentary, we have entertainment, and we have weather reports. Lots and lots of weather reports.
Sir, we actually have some samples of your programs. It seems you run a lot of old TV shows and movies, and as you say, lots of weather reports. Let's take a listen to some typical programming on current TV.
Good morning, and welcome to another day of quality broadcasting on Current TV. I'm the founder and host of Current TV, Al Gore. And before we do anything else, let's have our first Al Gore Global Warming Weather Report. Around the globe, temperatures are rising. Today's high in Champaign-Urbana will be 58 degrees. Tomorrow's high in Champaign-Urbana will be 55 degrees. Sunday's low in Champaign-Urbana will be 18 degrees. 18 degrees? I think I need to check that one out. Meanwhile, let's hear another exciting episode of Dragnet, starring Jack Webb as Sergeant Joe Friday with special guest star Johnny Carson.
This is the city. Los Angeles, California. Some people rob for pleasure. Some rob because it's there. You never know. My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch out of robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There'd been a robbery.
There's been a robbery.
Yes, sir. What was it?
My clappers. your clappers. Yeah, you know those things inside a bell that makes them clang? The clangers. That's right, we call them clappers in the business. A clapper caper. What's that? Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
You think he...
That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland.
That figures. That figures.
What makes it worse, they were clean.
Clean copper clappers.
That's right.
Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
What's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman, Clara Clifford.
That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it?
One other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet...
Yes?
I'll clobber him.
We'll be back with our morning movie in just one moment. But first, another Al Gore global warming weather report. The heat wave continues to plague Australia. Sydney's high temperature today will be 90 degrees. It'll be 102 tomorrow. And it's all due to global warming and George W. Bush. And now, back to Abbott and Costello meet Barack Obama's stimulus package, starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
I had to get a job. You don't want to work.
What are you doing?
I got a job in a bakery.
Good. What are you doing there?
Loafing.
That's...
Oh, boy.
What are you doing?
Loafing.
Where?
In a bakery.
You working?
Certainly.
Doing what?
Loafing.
Well, that's what I was doing here. I was just taking it easy. I was...
No. That kind of loafing. You're just a lazy idiot. Not this here kind here.
I was taking it easy, same as you.
I work when I loaf.
How can you work and loaf at the same time?
Why not?
Can you do that?
That's what they pay me for.
They pay you for what?
To loaf.
How do they pay you for loafing? You're in a baker's store, you gotta do something.
I'm in a baker, so I'm loafing there.
You just go to the work in a baker's store, you don't do a thing.
And oh, yes, oh, yes.
How much they pay in a baker's store for loafing?
$1.50 an hour.
For loafing?
The union man. I belong to the union.
I'm loafing here. I get nothing for it.
Well, you're not supposed to get any money for that kind of loafing.
Well, can I loaf there, would you?
I should say not. You've got to join a union.
I got to join a union of loafers?
You can't loaf without belonging to the union.
Well, what do you think of that? You mean I got to join a union in order to loaf?
Well, certainly.
Don't see nothing, but I was loafing here without the union.
No, you aren't loafing here. You can't loaf here. You can't loaf here. You got no dough.
I got no dough. That's why I'm loafing, because I got no dough.
Oh, no. If you had dough, you could loaf. But then you'd have to get a card and join the union.
You mean you got to have dough to loaf?
Oh, sure. How can you loaf without dough?
That's very hard. I've been trying. You can't do it.
You can't do anything.
I can't retire right now. I got to have a job.
Someday come down to the bakery. I'll show you how to loaf. I do real loafing. In fact, you know, I never told you this. My whole family were loafers.
No kidding.
Sure. My father was a bigger loafer than me.
He was?
Yeah, he was one of the best loafers in the family.
I think you're a better loafer than your father.
Oh, I know that now, because he taught me how to loaf.
You know you're a bigger loafer than your father.
Right? Oh, sure.
You're a bigger loafer than me, too, ain't you?
Well, you're no loafer.
I'm not.
No, certainly not.
But you are.
You're just a lazy, no good for nothing, whatever you
call it. How can I be lazy? You just told me I'm no loafer. You're a loafer, not me.
But I get paid for loafing. You don't.
That's what I don't understand. Working in a bakery store, I'm getting paid $1.50 an hour for loafing.
That's right.
This, I don't understand, Abbott.
You don't understand? Thursday, Wednesday to Wednesday.
I don't understand you working and loafing and getting paid for it.
Wait a minute.
Can I get a job there doing the same? No, I can't get a job there.
You have to belong to the union.
All you do is talk, 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 and that's all I hear. You don't say nothing, loafing.
I don't say anything.
No.
Look, you go to the union. You get a card. You go to the bank. They give you dough. You need the dough first.
I need the dough, and how I need the dough? We need dough to get something nice about.
I need the dough in order to loaf.
I need the dough in order to loaf. Well, give me some dough, and I'll get something to eat in the
you
joint.
You can't get any dough. You
poor Bingo. I don't know what I'm going to do to him. He's going to look out of Paris. Leave me.
Wait a minute.
I want to ask you just one thing.
What?
What makes a balloon go up?
Hot air.
What's holding you down?
There you have it. That's how President Obama's economic recovery program works. People get paid for loafing. They're the ones who reelected him. And now, another Al Gore global warming weather report. Well, they're having a heat wave at the South Pole, where the temperature climbed all the way to 10 degrees yesterday, which is unusually warm for the South Pole. Yes, thanks to global warming, it's time to break out the suntan lotion in Antarctica.
And Mr. Vice President, it's time to take a little break here on ESPN Radio. When we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg have his comment on the BCS National Championship game. Don't miss it right here, ESPN Radio 847.
This is Illinois men's gymnastics coach Justin Spring with a message about nutrition for all our young fans. Being an athlete takes tremendous focus and determination. To be successful, athletes must develop good habits. The Fighting Illini take pride in eating right. Land a healthy lifestyle by sticking to good nutrition. This is a message from the University of Illinois Athletics Tough Enough, Smart Enough program. Illinois, our state, our team.
For the finest in Americana-style food, go to Smoke Q & Brew. Slow smoke for the best flavor. Their racks of ribs are huge. Burgers outstanding. Try a Southern-style shrimp po' boy or step out of the box for a smoked chicken pot pie. Smoke Q & Brew offers six different sauces so you can customize your meat. And don't forget, they have a full-service bar featuring craft beer. Open for lunch and dinner for a great selection of comfort food, Smoke Q & Brew, located at the corner of Windsor and Duncan in Champaign, or at SmokeBBQChampaign.com.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments, and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Mark Cushing, Associate Vice President, Financial Advisor of the Champaign, Illinois branch at 351-3630. That's Mark Cushing at 351-3630.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Mike Muscatella can help your feet. If your feet are hurting, the Family Foot and Ankle Center is where you might want to go. If you're a weekend athlete, maybe you tweaked it or your feet have been hurting you for a decade. Mike Muscatella on the cutting edge of all the latest technology. He's a terrific surgeon on staff at all the area hospitals. If there's something wrong with your foot, bunion, ingrown toenails, anything foot or ankle related, Mike Muscatella is the guy I want you to call. You call 398-FEET, 398-3338. They work with all insurance companies. And why don't you go in? Because he gives you relief. And if he's able to do this through inserts or what have you, it's worth the phone call and evaluation. If you've got foot or ankle problems or know somebody who does, call Michael Muscatella at the Family Foot and Ankle Center, located at Windsor and Duncan in the Village at the Crossing, southwest corner. 398-FEET could change your life. Make sure you call Mike Muscatella, terrific podiatrist and surgeon at the Family Foot and Ankle Center. Plenty of FaceTime with your doctor. Mike Muscatella, ESPN Radio 3-Day Forecast, Diane.
Partly cloudy, high 58, down to 48 this evening, 55 the high tomorrow, 20% chance of precipitation like today, down to around 25 Saturday night, only up to 29 Sunday with some morning snow showers, down to around 18. Right now, 51, ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3.
All right, let's check the Wall Street Journal, see what's happening here on the opening numbers at 8:50, 10 till 9.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Kishinka. Stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrial is down 13 at 13,456. The S&P 500 is down 2. The Nasdaq's up 1.5. Investment advisor Hugh Johnson doesn't expect much more near-term gain.
We know we've got some very substantial negotiations on the sort of spending side of the equation coming up and the debt limit side of the equation coming up. So I think that everybody's going to just sort of take a breather, shall we say.
Worldwide, PC shipments dropped 6.4% during the fourth quarter of 2012. Despite the much-anticipated debut of Microsoft's Windows 8, the new system wasn't enough to keep people from opting instead for tablets and smartphones. Boeing says it remains confident in the design and performance of its 787 Dreamliner, despite a spate of electrical and other problems this week. The FAA says it will conduct a review of the 787's critical systems. Boeing shares down 2%. And this is the Wall Street Journal Report.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safe Light can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com or ask your insurance company for Safe Light.
At Athletico Physical Therapy, we are all about removing pain from normal, everyday people. Get back to doing the things you love without the weight. Give us a call. Set up a free injury screening. We'll see you within 2 days, not 2 weeks. Call 217-352-3330 for more information. You don't have to live in pain. Athletico Physical Therapy, better for everybody. Athletico Physical Therapy is located at 2040 South Neal Street and accepts all major insurance providers. Workers' compensation patients are welcome.
At Briarbrook Assisted Living in the Memory Care, the Meadows community, we do offer respite care. So if families are the provider for their loved one when they're in a memory issue situation, we do have apartments available. So if you're going away, planning a trip, we're more than happy to accommodate you with a respite apartment for your loved one. Just give us a call. Give us a little bit of a heads up, a couple of days. The respite is, we'd like to have your family member there for at least a week, but we can also accommodate some short stays. So give us a call at The Meadows, Browderbrook Assisted Living, 586-3200. You can go online and do some research for yourself of our community at www.bridle-brook.com. And there you can find some information as well as schedule a tour. Try to make it as easy as possible for families when they're in crisis or when they start the process of finding a home away from home.
Banking has become more and more electronic and automated. What if you could find a bank that combines the technological amenities of a big bank with the customer service of a local community bank? Then Fisher National Bank of Mahomet is your bank. We offer interest-earning checking accounts with no minimum balance, free online banking, and electronic bill pay, along with a wide variety of mortgage products. Fisher National Bank, conveniently located in Mahomet and Fisher. Or check out our new mortgage loan office at the corner of Neal and St. Mary's Road in Champaign. Fisher National Bank, we may grow with the times, but we'll never outgrow our community.
Member FDIC. I see. Equal housing lender.
Hey, we're back with political humorist Bill Melberg. Bill, is it true that you have a commentary about the Alabama-Notre Dame game earlier this week?
Well, not actually, Stevie. I'll leave the sports commentaries to you and Diane and Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny and to Tay and Jay in the afternoon. However, since we just heard a couple of old classic comedy routines in our first segment, and because the University of Alabama is located in Tuscaloosa, I was reminded of another old classic comedy bit from Groucho Marx, and here it is.
One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know. Then we try to remove the tusks. The tusks. That's not so easy to say, tusks. You try that sometime.
Tusks. Oh, simple. Tusks.
Oops. Sorry about that. That's all I got, folks. That's all. Missed the punchline, too. Shot an elephant in my pajamas. How'd he get in your pajamas? I gotta love it.
How he got into my pajamas, I don't know. Since you cut out the clip, I'll go ahead and do Groucho for you. And actually, Stevie and Diane, that line was listed as number 53 in the American Film Institute's top movie quotes of all time.
Really?
Nice.
How he got in my pajamas, I don't know, number 53. What's number one?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, yeah. Clark Gable went, well, gone with the wind, right? Uh-huh. Number two was,
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Nice.
You know, a godfather. Yeah.
That's right.
You
know, Vito Corleone.
That's pretty good.
I think this is the attitude we need to take to Wisconsin and Madison tomorrow. So listen, you going to let our team win or what? You want to wake up with a cow's head in your bed?
Yeah. That's good. Hey, all right, Bill, we'll talk next week.
Ask you wow.
You, my alum, Bill Melberg, on Fridays, 8:30 to 9. All right, that's it for the weekend. Enjoy today.
Yes.
Getting colder. But, wow, headed to 60 on January 11.
Love the mild conditions.
We will take it.